Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Peters. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Donahue. Pitching for the California Angels, Bruce Giesen. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts in front of the plate. Donahue fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Ford throws the ball into Donahue, who tags Hebner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Whitaker scores. Trammell scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilcox, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. Peters moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hebner strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Stegman moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Richie Hebner. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Donahue and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Donahue. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Donahue steals second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Angels. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stegman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Tigers 3. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Dave Tobik now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford throws the ball into Carew who tags Gibson trying to return to first, for the out. Trammell moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Donahue for a passed ball. Trammell scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Angels, 4. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Jack Morris pinch runs for Tim Corcoran. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 3 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing third base. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Grich reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek bunts towards the mound. Tobik fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. 1 out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Tom Donahue. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. 2 outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Cliburn now catching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stegman takes first base on ball 4. John Montague now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stegman. The throw from Cliburn and he is safe. Stegman steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Whitaker bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stegman moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stegman tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Cliburn and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Ford reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris pinch runs for Dan Ford. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Gritch moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Angels, 5. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. One out. Stan Cliburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cliburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Miller bunts towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Harlow now playing right field. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 4 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew bunts towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 4 in the game. Rudy is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and California Angels, 5. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.